From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good of you to join with me around God's Word this morning. I hope you have your Bible beside you, for we will be turning to John chapter 20, the verses 24 to 31, and considering the subject, the honesty and the purpose of the Bible. This afternoon, at 3 o'clock, we will take another look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the verses 7 to 10, and the subject, the day when the world will admire Christ. Plan to join with me then. Now here is a hymn before we turn to John chapter 20, verses 24 to 31. It's Alan McGill singing, Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
There have been names that I have loved to hear, but never has there been a name so dear to this heart of mine as the name divine, the precious, precious name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And someday I shall see him face to face, to thank and praise him for his wondrous grace, which he gave to me when he made me free, the blessed Son of God called Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. The sweetest name I know, for Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Our subject today is the honesty and the purpose of the Bible. We're looking at John chapter 20, the verses 24 to 31. All the other gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, were inspired by the Holy Spirit to leave out any record of this occasion of the sin of Thomas. John, however, includes it under divine inspiration. Since John's gospel was written late in the apostolic age, it was likely that Thomas was dead by the time it appeared. God does not turn a blind eye to the sins and failings of his servants. This is clear throughout the Bible's record. However, neither does the Lord act so as to cause them undue grief and sorrow. There is an honesty about the Bible which places it head and shoulders above the writings of men. The biographies of religious persons tend to extol them and exalt them and whitewash their sins. Not so God's Word. Here we may read of the wrongdoings of the best of men, such as Abraham and Moses and David and Peter, in order that we might be reminded that the best of men are only men at best. If the Gospels were the product of fraudsters, out to foist a false religion upon the world, the last thing they would have done would have been to include the miserable feelings of the chief founders, such as Peter and Thomas, of this new religion. Such a record as we have before us here testifies to the integrity of the Word of God. In this passage, please note, first of all, the consequences of failing to attend the place of Christian fellowship. The Savior had appeared to the other disciples in the upper room and had communicated to them his peace and joy, verses 19 and 20. The absence of Thomas from that room robbed him of the experience of the blessings the others enjoyed. The frame of mind that Thomas displays in verse 25 suggests that it was petulance and unbelief that kept him away from the gathering of the other disciples on the evening of the resurrection. Thus, a week later, he is still in that bitter spirit, while the others were joyously testifying to the fact that they had seen the risen Christ. Verse 25. There is a price to be paid for not faithfully attending the appointed means of grace, the place where the Word of God is faithfully proclaimed. Today, all too many Christians show evidence of the spirit of Thomas, and few show the joy of the disciples who had seen the Lord and fellowshipped with him. Attendance at God's house is for many a very casual thing. It is not a fixed necessity within their lives, as is going to work each day or sitting down at the meal table. It would be well for us to remember that the Savior said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. When the soul is starved, the consequences are even more dire than the starvation of the body. Peter taught, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. The believer needs spiritual food just as a babe needs nourishment. The lack of adequate spiritual nourishment explains many of the ills that beset Christians today. All too many sit under ministries where stones rather than bread are dispensed. Consequently, as with the starving citizens of a city under siege, many are failing in their duties and forsaking their posts. Heed Paul's exhortation. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Those who do forsake God's house miss Christ's presence and blessing and suffer accordingly. Secondly, we must note how kind and merciful is Christ to the foolish believer. How provocative to the Almighty were the foolish words of Thomas in response to the announcement by the 10 other apostles that they had seen Christ. "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Verse 25. I can imagine what our response would have been to such a wicked statement. But the Savior's response was very different. The folly of Thomas brought a response of patience and compassion. The Lord Jesus did not reject or even rebuke him, but gently provides infallible proof of his resurrection to the doubting apostle. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Verses 26 and 27. The account of Thomas's failings, and the Savior's merciful restoration of him, has been written for us all. When we feel ourselves fainting and falling, let us recall and revisit this passage for the comforting of our hearts. Also, let us bear with patience the failing faith of others and seek, with the same kindness as shown here by the Saviour, to restore such an one in love. From his place of despair and unbelief, Thomas was raised up to new heights of faith and understanding. See how he replies to the Saviour. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Verse 28. He saw Christ now as his Lord and God. Please note that Christ received that honour and did not rebuke Thomas for calling him God. That was because our Lord Jesus is God. How different was the reaction of Peter when the Roman centurion Cornelius fell down at his feet in adoration. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. Acts 10:26. Christ uttered no such words to Thomas, because Christ is in truth the Lord of glory, God manifest in the flesh. Finally, note the purpose of the divine records given us in the Holy Scriptures. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Verses 30 and 31. These words are specifically referring to the gospel record given us here by John, but they are true of all that is written in the 66 books of the Bible. In the Bible, we have a record of the mighty deeds of God amongst men. The record is given in order that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. If we believe the record given us in the Bible and obey its call to faith in Christ's death alone for the remission of sins, then we will have life through him. The Bible is the seed from which life in Christ springs. Peter puts it like this, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. Have you received the record of God's word by faith into your heart? Has it, like a seed, sprung up into eternal life through Christ? May the word of God have that impact upon you today, for which it was inspired by God. Please join me again at 3 o'clock this afternoon. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.